Is this on the soundtrack?
This song?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe so.
Alright. So, Dana's pick is what, Dana?
Sleepaway Camp 2, in honor of the sequels coming out on Blu-ray in June. From Scream Factory.
Apparently they are, Dana. What do you think about the cover of Part 2 with Pamela Springsteen with the little backpack of Freddy's glove and Jason's mask and all that?
I like it.
Instead of the girl who's on the VHS.
Yeah, the girl that's not in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a better choice. And, you know, I've seen them do this before with movies. Like The Evil Dead. They had, like, this chick that was not in the movie posing with Bruce Campbell in these publicity photos, promo shots, whatever you want to call them.
All right, well, let's go ahead and start the movie.
All right.
So we're on the screen where the got the little signs pointing everywhere and play.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to do 3, 2, 1, and then I'll say play as I press the play button.
Okay.
So... 3, 2, 1.
Play.
And you got Jerry Silva. Whatever that means.
And Double Helix Films.
Double A.
And Michael A. Simpson, who was the director of this one and Part 3. And this guy here that's telling the main story.
He's on like 8 is Enough or something.
He played the legendary Grant Putnam on General Hospital.
Oh.
Do you remember who Grant Putnam
was? No, I don't watch no General Hospital.
You never watched General Hospital?
Yeah, a little bit, but not much.
Steve, you watch 90210.
I don't care. Everybody's got mullets, a lot of you.
And if I remember right, the guy that plays Sean on here was a lot older than some of the rest of these people. But why this chick is just hanging out with guys, I don't know.
I don't understand why it's got subtitles, but they ain't working.
I don't know. So I guess we're not going to have subtitles for it. There was a place that had these, well, they weren't the actual shirts. I think on eBay, every once in a great while, you might find somebody that's got one of those actual Camp Rolling Hills shirts. But they go for a lot of money, and you don't see them very often. But there was a place that was making, like, offshoots of it, you know, T-shirts and stuff like that. I forgot what the name of the place was now. Tasty. The owner of the camp? I have no idea what she's doing. Well, it ended up that the killer was the shy 14-year-old girl that everybody picked on. Except she wasn't. Maybe. You're supposed to be in the. What are you doing, Steve? Just a second. Now. We're missing Pamela Springsteen here. Steve's really got a big box. Nancy's been dressing him up like a girl ever since he was 4 years old. And actually, Pamela Springsteen is, I've seen her in later years in what they had a photo shoot for the people that were in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
She was in that?
Yeah. She played Dina.
I don't know.
One of the cheerleaders.
She had like a Pat Benatar haircut? One of those chicks?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
No, what's his face? Damone was trying to sell her
some tickets,
Cheap Trick tickets, and then she was with the blonde.
That's okay.
Well, she's a screen queen. She was in she was in Chopping Mall.
Who?
That was the other cheerleader was Pamela Springsteen. I'm completely forgetting her name. That still
doesn't mean that he can't be in Hollywood. Look, a male version of Miley Cyrus.
That kid does?
Yeah.
But what I was getting at is Pamela Springsteen, and of course she's supposed to be this chick that nobody likes. And she's way too skinny for one thing. But those pictures that they took for like the Fast Times at Ridgemont High reunion, she looked really, really pretty. But the word is that she's quit acting and has become a photographer.
Yeah. I don't
believe this. As well as being Bruce Springsteen's sister. Sorry. Steve can edit that out.
I won't.
Oh, yeah, I know you won't. Choking to death on Mountain Dew. Shit. I can't think of any other thing. Well, I think. She's got a lot of hair hanging down. And notice, Steve, she's got sideburns. Granted, this was late 80s, but I'm still saying.
Oh! What?
She got hit upside the head with something.
She got hit in the head with some,
And when the first time I saw this, I thought this was great. And it's obvious she's got something in her hand already.
Looks like she got hit in the head with some pudding.
Pudding?
Chocolate pudding.
That's good. Actually, this music was awesome for this time period.
Yes, Dana. Tony Higgins.
Brian Patrick Clark. That's Grant Putnam. Now, I believe that Michael Hitchcock, they had trouble with him. Mm. And this is the only commentary, horror or otherwise, that I've listened to where the guy was, you know, the mediator guy was trying to talk to Michael Simpson and I can't remember if it was Jerry Silver or whatever, but anyway, he was talking to him about not getting along with Michael Hitchcock, and Michael Simpson didn't say anything, but the other guy said, I don't want to talk about that. And it was like, okay, it was like silence in the air for
a few seconds.
And I really got choked on him. And you're going to see some boobies, Steve.
Yay. And you got an Estevez in the house.
She plays Molly, but it's Renee Estevez. Have you ever seen her boobs
before? No.
And she actually had to take a look at her own tits to verify that. Did you see her coming last night? No, not me. Hey, what about you guys? And there's the girls that do drugs all the time.
Yeah. She got
smart. I had to send her home. What? I had no choice. I found her doing things with the boys last night.
And Renee Estevez was in another horror movie. You know what that is?
Was it A Nightmare on Elm Street?
Nope.
God.
It's Intruder.
Yeah.
The Scott Spiegel joint. And I'm really a guy, so I'm getting turned on by this. So.
Okay, let's get showered.
I'm sorry for anybody that hasn't seen the original Sleepaway Camp. But they kind of gave that away at the beginning when they were telling the story.
Yes, yes, it did.
See another pair.
God, what's Angela's problem? I mean, who's gonna see me anyway?
These are two little perverts. That too.
Anything good? Hell, I am there.
All right.
Yeah.
I think at least one of those boys was on a Friday the 13th. Part 6.
I think that old man played a Russian in some James Bond movies or something.
Of course, I think he died like a few years after this movie was made.
Hmm.
I used to brag. Every good kid in New York came here and I traveled to half the cabins of governors. Whatever happened to the good kids in the world?
Oh, don't talk like that, Uncle John. There's lots of good kids. You just have to weed out the bad.
Yeah, we know how she weeds out the bad. So what do you think of Allie?
That blonde?
Yeah.
I like her hair.
Here you go, Leah. Keep the tits growing. Maybe you'll quit looking at mine.
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of Allie's tits over the course of this movie.
Hi, Allie. What, no breakfast?
Oh, I didn't do any of that shit. The eggs are runny, but the oatmeal is okay. Oh, come on.
And she's got red, a red and black. Why do they have their milk turned upside down? They don't, but the shit sisters, as they call them.
Not so
am I. Do you need some?
See, that would be my character, Molly.
Did you hear what happened to Steve?
Yeah,
tough
breaks.
What was the big bad thing she did anyway?
Nothing, just said nothing.
Yeah.
At least while she was with us. God, I thought everyone was going to kill her. How do you put up with that bitch?
She's not that bad. Oh, come on, Molly. You got to admit, she's a little bit weird.
It's like some of these people, you see them in this scene, and you never see them again. Like these background people?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good morning, campers!
Would you go to a camp like that, Steve?
I went to 4-H camp.
Yeah, but this is something I've never been able to figure out. Why would kids that old be going to camp?
True.
I've never been able to understand that. Now, on the third one, it kind of makes a little more sense.
Thank you. I don't know what to say. I was once a camper myself. But it wasn't anything like this. Camp Rolling Hills is the best.
And this is so lame. That's a big... First place ribbon on.
Come on now.
I have no idea what Steve's doing over there.
Okay. We'll do my favorite, the Happy Camper song. Don't forget the hand movements.
Here comes the Happy Camper song, Steve. We were talking about this earlier, Steve. Do you feel like the third film looked rushed?
Well, I just think it looks weird. This one looks... It almost looks like the film was different or something was different about it because it looked a little bit more grainy or VHS-y. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, it didn't look... The transfer wasn't as good.
Understand this. Maybe Steve can help me out here.
But
that kid takes a picture of the other kid with that Diane, okay? And then when they're walking away, he says, how was it? And he said, perfect. Like, I don't know what they were doing. Was it supposed to look like he was grabbing her boob or, you know, I don't know.
I didn't pay attention. Oh, look, there's a fat chick there. I can't believe it.
And your point is about that?
Fat
chicks. Heavy set chicks can't go to camp.
They go to fat camp.
No, she's going on the nature hike or whatever, I think.
Yeah. A lot of perms and mullets going on that hike.
Look at his mullet.
He has a fucking award-winning mullet. My mullet wasn't even that good.
I remember Mom, the first time we watched this, she said, "There's Grant Putnam." Because my mom watched a lot of General Hospital. Not as much as my Aunt Pam, but... You know.
What are you going to call me? I don't have a phone.
So do you think TC was trying to get something going with Angela? Because he keeps trying to, you know, talk to her.
Doesn't Mad Men have a TC?
TP.
TP.
Yeah.
Look, he's got there's a black dude there.
Yeah.
And he's hanging out with white women.
Well, there's a black chick there, too.
Oh.
How'd
you
really like it?
That's okay. It's better to stay at home.
You don't get along with your folks?
I'm divorced. I live with my dad.
That might be the black chick over there, supposedly. The yellow bathing suit top. Yeah, I think that's her. And they were named after, the characters on this were named after Brat Pack members.
Interesting.
26 years. Cause you've got a Demi, you've got a Molly, Sean. I mean, you got a ton of
Sean.
Yeah, Sean Penn, I'm assuming.
Oh.
Their character names were named after the actors and
I
actresses.
I was thinking about the Rat Pack.
Oh, no, Brat Pack.
Rat Pack.
Allie after Allie Sheedy, and it was just, did you catch on to that? And then on the third one, I think they're named after people in West Side Story. Why they did that, I don't know.
Why she did?
Because, you'll see.
You throw me in that water.
What happens with a chick with a white shirt on and nothing covering her boobies if she gets thrown in water?
I know, but I'm not sure. Oh, she's going to go over and try to get that guy, huh?
Watch this. That's the biggest whore. I mean...
I think she's awesome.
You would.
Look at that dude with his shirt on.
Which guy had the shirt on?
A dude with a...
And I guess Angela's out, you know, scoping out the woods there.
Those are some, some kind of sores on her legs or some kind of, like, well, she got some thorns in her legs.
Maybe she's been hanging out too much in there.
Got some poison ivy.
Got poison ivy and thorns in her skin. She's not, it doesn't look like she's trying to be that quiet, though. Because these chicks are too stoned to realize anyway. Or what are they drinking? Oh, that's awesome. Oh, yeah.
She's got some rhymes. Crystal Lake!
Does kind of look like Crystal Lake, though. Only I think they got better cabins.
Yeah.
Than Crystal Lake did. I don't think TC knows as much of anything. He wants to stand around, chew green gum, and smell his armpits and things like that.
That's interesting.
Another. Oh, they got a companion. I think that guy's name's Ralph. I was just getting ready to have sex, and I'm gonna pass out. I think, though, I feel like at the time this was made, these were kind of inventive kills, creative.
Does she not feel the heat?
I guess not. Well, I don't think her sister's going to be thinking of nothing now.
Say no to drugs.
I actually dressed as Angela for Halloween one year.
Did you have a dick?
No, I didn't go that far with it. She doesn't even, I mean, she was supposed to have some kind of surgery,
yeah.
I think. She didn't have one on you. No, that kid looks too old to be, you know, watercolor painting or temper paint, whatever they are.
Let me go home.
At least she really gets to go home. I even had a green hat like that one.
All right, come please, everybody. Two down, 38 to go.
Four down. I sent the show sisters home this morning. I found them getting high and fornicating.
Uncle John doesn't have the camp attire on now. What's up with that?
Huh?
I said, Uncle John doesn't have the camp attire on. I said, what's up with that? He's not in uniform.
What about a can of beer?
Oh, no thanks. I don't drink.
Hmm?
A walkie, though?
Steve doesn't seem very talkative about this feeling.
Trying.
I can find all kinds of stuff to talk about.
By now, I had to send the Schultz sisters home. No big loss. I have a counselor's meeting in a few
what
minutes.
What in the heck? Was she smelling that magazine?
Scratch and sniff.
It's probably those perfume sample things. I mean, they call her a dyke, and they don't, I mean, they know nothing about her history, do they?
So, Molly, what's this I hear about you and Sean?
What did you hear?
Everyone knows you like him.
I wouldn't kick him out of bed.
Okay, now, wait a minute. Weren't their beds arranged differently?
Did you hear that? There's somebody out there. Maybe not. Maybe
they switched.
Maybe they switched.
Were they playing musical beds?
Yep.
See, I told you.
Don't worry, there'll be a black guy for you.
Hey, who's out there?
It's panty raid time.
What's this song sound like?
I don't know.
Uh-oh. I bet Renee Estevez has got like fucking little big, like giant panties.
Granny panties?
Yes. Uh-oh.
What's on his shirt? And I have no idea what kind of panties are those were on that black guy's head.
Doing anything wrong.
Yeah, I'm going to sneak a kiss from Renee Estevez.
I don't like
those are dirty, yucky mattresses.
But I know what happens when things get out of control. Get this place cleaned up!
Did he get some of Angela's panties?
I think he got some of her underclothing. Well, let's see. What does Renee Estevez have there? Did you tell?
Big things.
He says to get the boys back tonight.
Oh, yeah. Tonight, no, she's really angry. Who gives a shit? Besides, if we do it at 2 or 3,
it does look like granny panties she's got there in that phone.
Who wears jock straps?
I guess these guys on the
side. You know what jock straps are, right?
Yeah, that.
They're like fucking underwear, but you have no ass in them.
Yeah.
Jan and Dean, I like to have that t-shirt. That's funny.
I forgot he had that shirt. And he's like, he could care less. He's like, wake me when it's over.
But nobody, I guess some athletes wore that, but I never wore it. I wore it one or two times. I was like, what the hell is this supposed to do?
And I think they call them athletic supporters.
Yeah. Oh, titties.
Angela just doesn't want to say this really turns her on. I mean,
I'm going to go home. I'm sorry you feel that way.
If she still had a dick, it would be getting excited. I don't like that hair.
I hate that thing. I'm giving you one last chance there. We're sleeping out tomorrow night. I'd love to have you there. Just
yeah, I'd like you to be in my sleeping bag with me.
Never. I would rather die first, Angela.
Oh, shouldn't have said that. One big, like, that to me looks fake for a drill. I don't think it's going to be that big.
Plus, I mean, back then, where's the power coming from?
Yeah, I think somebody asked that question. I was reading something about this movie. But it's a horror movie. You can't, you know, ask too much.
There's that kid that had the fucking shirt on.
Oh, that kid. Yeah, they're Judd and Anthony. Well, the guy that played Rob was way too young to see Valerie Hartman's tits, so.
PK. About mullet care.
No, nah, he's going to talk about all those missing jock straps. And
please pay close attention. One Camp Rolling Hills sweatshirt, one blue and white striped beach towel, one first aid kit, one pair of black Ray-Ban sunglasses.
Ooh, who had Ray-Ban sunglasses?
50 feet of rope, the battery from my car.
So how is TC going to go anywhere?
10 pairs of panties, 3 bras. We've been a busy boy, haven't we, Rob? And 4 athletic supporters.
One of those mine.
Oh, which one? The bras or the panties?
That guy walked right into that one. And there are far less people in that room.
Where are you storing some belly buttons?
Where?
In the reserve. Go ahead. Okay,
like,
I was playing soccer once in this game.
Yeah, I played
soccer once. And Angela likes to go sit at this old cabin in the woods.
wonder what happened to Renee Estevez. She just stopped making movies after a while.
Yeah. I mean, she was on... this wasn't a movie, but she was on that West Wing show.
Oh, was?
I don't know if she was on every episode, but she was on some episodes. So, evidently she must have went from making movies to being on television shows.
How did you know I was up here?
I followed you.
Oh, hope you don't mind.
No.
I remember those kind of socks. Those kind of slouchy socks that you would have.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's short shorts.
Do you go bed in there?
Yeah.
No, you can't. It's all boarded up.
But, you know, Los Angeles aren't quite as short as some of the other people.
Is there something wrong? Well, does it have to do with me and Sean?
Mm-hmm. Does it have to do with Emilio or
nice
or Charlie?
Even if he did talk back to me. You like him a lot, don't you? Mm-hmm. But Allie likes him, too.
Oh, don't worry about Allie.
Sean's smart. He knows a good thing when he sees it.
Yeah, but she's so popular. I mean, she's even a cheerleader.
So? Well, guys like to go out with cheerleaders.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I knew a few cheerleaders that weren't, you know, prissies, but majority of them were.
I had a few cheerleaders.
When?
I've never talked to anyone.
You know.
You?
I don't think so, Steve.
Now you can't get me to shut up.
It's possible.
Your friend Lee probably did.
Uh-oh.
Well, didn't he play football or something?
Yeah.
Well, he probably in his day.
He was a tight end, I bet.
I don't want to go there. You'd have to ask some of the chicks he went out with, I guess.
I'm still a virgin.
And
I'm proud to be one.
My new vagina hadn't been messed up.
It hadn't been stretched out yet.
There's a saying that my aunt taught me. It's helped me through a lot of hard times.
Your aunt was a kook.
Says, you're a girl.
But I'm a boy. No, you're a girl.
I gotta get back.
But I have a penis. You're a girl.
Nuts. Good. Give me a hug.
It's naughty.
Let's go.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and there's probably real ones in there. And that guy's like, yeah, that is so funny. Come on through here.
I've never been anything like that.
What, where you...
touch stuff.
You have never played that game?
No.
Oh my gosh, Steve. I thought everybody played that game as kids. Yeah, but the only thing is, Jason's hockey mask doesn't look like that.
I know. That's from Bloody Murder.
Yeah.
Two with Tiffany Shepis.
Do we have to bring up Tiffany Shepis during this commentary?
Yes.
I don't Tiffany think comes. So.
Tiffany's about everything. Look at that.
Uh-oh.
Mayor, I got it right before she took a shower.
Man, it's out of focus.
You can
still
tell.
Oh,
man.
They're going to lose her fucking...
They're going to lose their Polaroids.
That sucks.
Look at this one. This is in focus.
What are you looking at?
No. What do you mean?
Let me see.
Well, she done caught you now, boys.
Let me see what you have in your hand.
I would just drop them on the floor and say nothing.
52 card pickup?
No, just say nothing.
Come on.
Or I'd drop a few of them on the floor. At least I'd have a few.
Nah, left. She'd look for them because she already knew they were looking at them. Do girls really do that kind of stuff? I never did.
It'd be a whole lot cooler if they did.
Well, whatever. Good girls.
Oh, no, it's her.
Yeah, I knew they had one of her in them.
Uncle John's going to hear about this.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, and usually that means you're in more trouble than you realize.
Nice tickets.
And again, that's all TC has to say, though.
I'd be fucking like, how can I keep those?
You're right. I'm ashamed of myself.
No, he's not.
And I'd be playing my balls when I see those shorts are short for a man. I've never. They don't do that no more.
No, but you used
to. Well, his looks are folded up, too. So.
Yeah, you wore shorty shorts.
Back in the day. Kids are going to
try to scare you. And when you worked at the factory, some chick grabbed your ass.
Yeah, I was tanned.
I bet Steve liked that.
No, she was a crazy old lady. I didn't like I know.
You always have one of those in factories, Steve. Like
too handsy.
Did she goose you?
I don't remember.
Steve probably went, woo!
Now he's Freddy?
Yep.
One hell of a nightmare.
I think that's about the only horror movie I've ever seen that does something like that.
That, like, takes Marks. Other characters.
Yeah. But it doesn't mention them by name.
Well, I think
they do.
There were some that had people with hockey masks on.
Well, yeah, but this, but with.
I was just thinking, shoot. Slaughter High has a scene. Where.
Bloody Murder 2?
No. Slaughter High has that guy pop up with it on, and he said, "Who'd you think I was, Jason?" But I think the guys that did Slaughter High had something to do with the first Friday the 13th. They give money or.
Bloody Murder 2.
If you mention Bloody Murder 2 one more time.
Sorry. There's. That movie I'm still
from. You know what I think about Tiffany Shepish? You know that part in Caddyshack where.
No.
Yeah, where the one girl said she's been plugged, I don't know, the biggest whore on Fifth Avenue, and she said she's been plugged more times than.
Dana's opinions do not reflect the truth. Or.
Oh,
my
opinion. Well, are you saying that the Shepish hadn't been plugged?
Oh.
Several times.
Oh.
By multiple men.
I don't know anything about it.
Well. I haven't seen it firsthand, but. Somebody that'll get drunk and come in there and run her tongue down somebody's throat, flick somebody's balls.
We're not talking about the movie no more, Dan.
Well, you're the one that kept bringing up Tiffany Shepard.
All right, calm down.
Well, he ain't gonna come out of there because he just got. Sliced up. Uh oh. I guess Angel is supposed to be leather.
Yeah. Him.
And at first he's like. Now, what makes him think that that's Anthony?
Since he's got his face. Can't you see?
Yeah, I know that, but I mean, it obviously looks like it's been peeled off.
Oh, maybe he's nearsighted or something.
I think they're called the Dead Milkmen or something like that. Right. And nobody even noticed what that was. Yeah, right.
Some banging?
Well, it's not the guy that plays Rob anytime her boobs are showing. He was 17. He wasn't old enough to.
17.
Oh,
They had a lot of comment.
Yeah, there. I was going to say, that's a whole lot of comment.
It's a whole lot of comment. That's like me when I was six, when I was like six or seven, when I pulled my pants down.
Well, this is so stupid, though. I mean, can you stop a little bit to get more situated to have sex?
I don't know, Dana.
Why do you have to drag each other around for this entire bathroom? Oh, wow. That's probably not even that guy. Yeah, that's not him.
Good Lord.
I mean, that this is like the stupidest almost sex scene I've ever seen.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck they're doing other than popping her, hitting her.
I don't know if she's wanting him to go down on her or what.
I don't know. They're just not very,
She's so mean and rude, though. I mean, to even the guy she's supposed to be having sex with. Yeah, I'll just fall out of the stall here.
That was the guy, right?
That is, but when he was doing all that, you know.
17.
Yep.
17!
She's got brain cramps.
I got them again. Runs in the family. Why is this door locked? I didn't want some crazy person to attack me.
Well.
Cute. But the blood looks like ketchup.
You like it when chicks would tie their shirts like that and show a little bit of their belly?
Yeah. There's a time when guys did that too. I could never wear a half shirt like some other guys because I had a belly welly.
You didn't when you were younger, see?
Well, there was a certain point I didn't, but anyway, it was kind of stupid to wear a half shirt. Tell the two of them I am
extremely pissed off. Well, I think it would be kind of gay for a guy to tie up their shirt. Well, it probably wasn't then, but no. Now it would be.
You have to pretend to be nice to me. I know you hate me as much as I hate you.
God, she's a bitch.
I don't hate you. Don't give me that goody-goody shit. It may work on Sean Whitmore, but it's not going to work on you.
She's like she's got PMS through over half of this movie.
That's none of your business. I didn't think he had. Well, who warned you? He's a lousy leg.
She doesn't know, because that's why she's all pissed off, because she wants him to sleep with her.
Look, do me a favor and leave me alone. Don't forget to run and tell Angela. Maybe if I'm lucky, the dyke will send me home.
Yeah, or something else.
Uh-oh.
She upset Molly. She's going to have to die now.
Molly? Holly?
What is that she's got clipped to her?
A knife or something.
I don't know if it was a knife. It looked like a mace or pepper spray.
Oh. It's just that, like...
Only Angela would have something like that in a camp.
She said she hated me. And then she said all these mean things about Sean.
About my father and Emilio and Charlie.
My brothers.
And then she said... And about my uncle, Joe Estevez.
I promise.
Who's in all these shitty movies.
You feel better if you got some fresh air. No, I can't. She'll probably be there. I doubt it. Where do you think she is? Probably fornicating.
Yep.
Fornicate you.
Now, this is another scene where good old Rob couldn't, the real Rob couldn't be in there. I bet his stand-in loved these scenes.
Fuck yeah. It's the best ever.
That... What? Steve.
Steve.
That looks stupid. I mean, it really does. Now, I think what it was she had, you know, yes. She was clothed during that, but. Okay, this has got to be the stupidest line ever in movie history here in a second.
Your breasts are stupendous.
Well, that's pretty dumb, but wait, it's coming.
Looks like him.
I think he already did.
That was fun. Listen, you don't have AIDS or anything, do you?
Like, that's a hell of a time to ask that. And then she just, like, takes her clothes and leaves.
That's what you want a girl to do.
Now, this guy don't.
Well, he's a dumbass. That's what you want. You want him to do you and get the fuck out.
Really?
Yeah, you want to. You don't have to. She's not into all that huggy, stuggy, buggy stuff.
Now she thinks she's going to go get it on with Sean.
Great. She's going to have jizz up in her crotch and then go get some more.
She's probably still dripping with that other guy.
You're gross, darling. Well, I mean, I'm getting out of here.
You are not.
I need to
come around my ass.
Yeah, she'll tell Sean that he can't do her in her vagina.
You can do her to poop her.
Because Rob already did her.
She's going to give up her butt cherry.
Butt cherry.
Yeah. Never heard that?
That's nasty.
Of course it is. Mud River.
Oh. She probably wouldn't care.
Sean? Sorry I'm late.
I hope you're not late.
Sean?
You get it?
Mm-hmm.
Great. This is a fucking great cabin, y'all.
That crazy cabin that.
Does she have a swatch on?
Shit.
Probably.
God damn Molly.
Yeah, blame everything on Molly.
It's Molly Holly.
What's your problem? You and kids like you.
Her hair is very red in this
room. Yeah,
you think you'd cooperate better than I thought. Yeah? But you're more fucked up than I thought.
Well, you shouldn't have said that. That's obviously not a bike.
That's probably not it. Looks like it hit her spine. She shouldn't be able to walk. She's a head on a stick, as the dude from Wolf Creek would say.
Yeah. But, you know, in any other movie but this one, it would probably end there. She'd get stabbed to death, and that would be it. But Angela takes it further. I remember thinking this.
There's
was
always like, fucking flies.
This was a great way to kill somebody. That would definitely be a bad way to die.
I never seen no leeches
yeah,
in my house.
I don't know why leeches would be in there.
Where's the lime at to put on your poop? You ever done that?
I've never done it, but I know that it's been done.
You ever been to an outhouse?
I have been to an outhouse, but I
never used
seen
a wild house.
Well, I haven't really used an outhouse. I used porta potty.
City.
Well.
City.
sorry.
Talk about me being city. I've used outhouses. How about that?
Well, Steve, you were born in 1969. I was born city. In 76.
Yeah, all right, city girl. He had running water.
What is that? What is that that he had? And now you don't see it anymore. What was that yellow thing he had over there? She was screwing me.
She had my jizz in her.
Yeah, it'd be funny if he said that.
I probably shot some, my load up there and it hit her stomach.
She had to go home and take a home pregnancy test. Yeah,
and then my penis hurts.
That is so lame, having that gold chain.
Yes, Dana, but everybody did it.
I know they
I
did.
I had gold chains.
But now you realize it's kind of lame, don't you?
Yeah, and I found my old gold chain and got like $150 out of it, so I was happy as a dog. Yes, it was lame. I can't stand any jewelry or anything like that. Especially my ring on my left hand. I can't hardly stand it.
Really?
Yes.
Steve almost lost his wedding band in the parking lot.
It was on purpose.
Really?
You shouldn't have found
it. And that's why you freaked out?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, where to go? Where to go?
AIDS. Oh.
I remember the first time my cousin told me about something called cat AIDS.
Yeah, feline AIDS.
Yeah.
Is the better term. Which there is no such thing as cat AIDS.
Well, I have read about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Did that monkey fuck a cat?
I don't know, Steve. There's feline leukemia, too. A lot of cats get that. Heather said she had a cat that got cat AIDS when it died.
Alright.
Is that a red fan? I guess it is. She must be like Wes Vance. She's got to have a fan with her everywhere.
Like me.
Well, you too, yeah. And And I really don't know with you guys if it's now you've got to have the noise.
Yes. There she is. She's trying to find something.
She's trying to find something to kill this chick with so she'll shut the hell up. Trying to find something to kill you with.
Boombox. What year did this come out in, Dane? 86, 87?
No, it was like 87, 88.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And she starts to tell me how thieves was never any good anyway and how she hoped she ran
away. Well, she's give up finding something more appropriate, so she's gonna go with the old guitar and tear the strings out. She was gonna find out too much, that's why she had to kill her.
I don't think Angela's got an ass.
She's too skinny. And I believe she's even skinnier on the third one.
Yeah.
That's possible, but.
Remember those?
I remember those rugs.
Yeah.
My mom had them.
Yeah. My mom, too.
This girl's just a whining bitch. She just has it to die.
What's that, Tina Yethers? on the side.
Yeah, kind of. Don't look at Demi's ass.
Dun, dun.
She's got long old shorts. She's got like your granny
she's
shorts.
She's got a midsection, a mommy midsection.
You're in trouble. You're not supposed to miss dinner. Demi, what are you doing? What did I do? I didn't do anything. You're
going to
tell.
Yeah.
Naughty.
Yeah, thank God.
Who's that?
What's that? Yeah, Sean and Molly want to kiss and hug underneath this bucket.
Holly, Molly Holly. Yeah. You taste like Charlie.
Oh, gosh. You think Charlie'd go out with me?
Yeah.
That's what he's asking.
You think Charlie's bi?
Because he's really sexy.
He's really nuts. I think Emilio's chunky.
he wants to have a threesome with Charlie and Emilio.
He wants Martin and Joe.
There's actually those two kids that were taking all the Polaroids. That's Charlie and Emilio. Yeah. Oh, and she's got Sean's sweatshirt on. That's not a good look.
With the whizzes.
Well, her hair's all in her face. That would drive me crazy. It appears here that she feels some guilt for killing people. Why is Bruce awake? Probably because we got a light still on.
People. Why does she sound like...
Why does she sound like those people that want to disguise their voices?
Hogstetter.
Hogstetter.
Or is it Orville
Ketchum. She was channeling Orville Ketchum, I guess. I don't know. This probably came out before that. Though.
Yes. Becamber.
Go, come on, Steve. You know you love that song. You sang it in the shower. Sounds like a cassette tape that's tearing up.
Did she fuck up the inside of her car? With all the blood?
I guess she took... She probably went to the car wash.
The blood flood?
And sprayed it out.
There you go. That should have been the title. The last Camp Until I Die. That'd been a great title. For the third one.
I'll camp until I've killed all the campers.
Hello. Her hair's kind of full out there. It looks kind of cute.
Yeah, there. But when she was laying down, it looked all sweaty looking.
Bruce is going to be so mad at me.
For being in this movie?
Yes.
He says I'm wasting my talent.
Should have said, Bruce, why don't you do a song for my movie? I'm in the happy campers. Oh, and I got the money.
In the Easter band.
Yeah. Clarence Clemons is doing a sax solo.
Oh.
Uncle Johnny!
Uncle John just fired her ass. He has, Uncle John has like two looks. Like he has this paternal look and then he has this, you're pissing me off, get out of here, Luke.
My mullet's feathering out, dude.
my mullet's failing. What am I going to do? I need more hairspray.
Do you have any Aquanet?
I like Molly's hair.
Molly Holly?
I guess. Spring says she's tired.
You been saying that?
She says this movie's too scary to watch.
She says that about every movie.
I know.
You're chicken shit, Brink.
Look how she's walking.
Chirp, 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 chirp.
Oh, God. We've seen The Room one too many times.
Is she going to go use the outhouse?
No, she's going over there to find Sean. Like, Sean gives a shit about Angela.
Sean?
No.
Sean Connery?
But that's kind of stupid. Is Sean here? Well, where would he be? Boy, he's hairy.
Last night, Angela sent the other girls home. And then this morning, she tells me she was fired.
Good. She's crazier now.
Rob.
She's real upset. I was hoping we could help her out.
He's got hair on his back of his neck. That's gross.
Is it?
Yeah, he's got his, see his treasure trail?
Yeah, he's got to cover up his chest. I'm like showing too
his
much
pleasure.
Of manliness.
He's going down the treasure trail to the promised land.
You think Molly's seen this treasure trail? I know she
goes there. Probably. Probably Joe Estevez, too.
What?
What?
That's her uncle, ain't it?
Yes, Dana.
Well, I hope she hadn't seen his.
Yeah. His black eyes. He's got black shot eyes also. Let's go to the shit cabin and...
the shit cabin.
That's what they call. Oh, hi. Oh, hi, Mark. Oh, hi, Angela.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Sean. Molly.
How you doing?
Would you leave? Because we're going to go fuck.
What? Who was her?
Sean
Molly and Sean.
Molly, Holly, and Sean.
Maybe we could talk.
We want to go in that cabin and have sex.
Naughty.
We need you to go away.
TC had just as much to do with it. TC hates you. No, he doesn't. Yes, he does.
Molly's got a blemish.
Covered by makeup.
He reminds me of this boy that I knew when I was about.
I wonder if when this comes out on Blu-ray, if that blemish is going to stand out anymore.
I don't know.
But I fixed him. How? I drowned him.
Yeah. Don't she think that's a little odd?
Apparently not.
Don't go in there!
Because there's a bunch of dead freaking bodies in there.
She just let the fucking leeches.
If you look, you can see, like, the black chick, you can see her pulse beating, and she looked like she was grinning.
Nah, T!
I don't want to hurt you.
Where did they go?
So, her brother Bruce did a song for this. Okay, it's called Happy Camper. I'm a happy camper. I love the summer sun. I love the trees and forest. I'm always having fun.
Steve, you're sounding like a mix between Bob Dylan and Rob Zombie.
Or is Joe Cocker. Or Cocker.
I like Joe Cocker.
Joe Pink Dicker.
Steve.
Sorry.
I always like to read.
Didn't Joe Cocker pass
away?
Yes. I liked his movie.
God bless his soul. They got bush beans, Dana. They make the best mixed beans.
Well, he's puked all over himself.
How fucking studly. You stink, little pussy.
puked on himself.
Well, if you saw all those dead bodies, wouldn't you throw up?
I'm not in a goddamn movie. Where they go? She gonna make him eat peas? Fuck that.
Sean,
kill me. Molly. Holly!
You would probably make the mistake of saying, I'd rather die than eat those.
It's after its expired date. What's you call?
Oh, that's his battery. Car battery.
You gonna mix peas with battery acid?
No, you'll see what she's doing. They're trying to warn him, but...
TC, no! He should have had a belt buckle with his name on it. Letters on it.
That said TC on it.
Oh, no. So, that mullet's gonna be fucked. Yep.
His face is messed up now. That's some awful furniture in there.
Well, it's an abandoned cabin or something, dang.
It's supposed to be, I think, an abandoned cabin from the old camp on the first one.
Who's hungry?
You want some peas? Dirty knees, look at these. How do you puke in his fucking hair?
I didn't know she had it.
And what the fuck? She is feeding them peas.
Well, I know a growing boy like you's gotta be hungry.
But come on. Is there puke in his hair?
Yes. Something is pukish.
What, that over there? Yes. That looks like bed fuzz.
The angel of death should have called me, Peter.
My name is Angela Johnson.
You're Angela Baker. You killed all those kids at Camp Arawak.
I've been Angela Johnson for 4 years.
How did you get this job here?
Easy. I've got great recommendations from doctors, psychiatrists, even clergymen.
Wow.
I did my time. 2 years of therapy, electroshock, was every kind of pill you ever heard of.
Because I had a kooky aunt.
I'm completely cured.
Sure. That's why I killed all these people.
How do you know so much about me?
My dad's a cop. He helped arrest you. Oh, you should have heard him the day you died.
Bad.
His dad shows up in the third room.
Oh, snap!
Did you forget about that?
Yeah. She called his cooties now because of blood on her face.
She called his
AIDS. Any others is still around.
She called his AIDS.
Where's the black dude? Is that supposed to be his skeleton over there? Yeah, you can see her breathing. She never get there. He is. That's a scandal. Have that white girl's corpse on that black guy's corpse. What's that, Folsom and
Flotsam and Jetsam?
Is that some bandish?
I figure that's some kind of animal.
Molly, honey.
I like to floss the trees.
You're just trying to put Bruce Springsteen in this movie, aren't you?
Even if you're sad, you gotta eat. Isn't that right, Leo?
She don't look a lot like him. Maybe around the eyes a little bit.
Don't worry. As my aunt always says, there's plenty of fish in the sea. Anyway, Sean wasn't good enough for you.
There's plenty of hairy guys in the sea.
Yeah. Right, Brink? Hey, there he is on TV. He looks like Ken. A Ken doll.
Ken doll. I like where they did like the special effects. They were showing how they did all this stuff.
Did they show Bruce coming to visit the set?
No, they did not.
With his handkerchief in his back pocket?
No.
And Clarence Clemens playing the sax?
I'm thinking Bruce Springsteen wanted to stay far away from this movie.
He's crazy, ain't he, Brink?
Well, evidently...
They should have had Bruce Springsteen play Angela. Because it looks like a guy, because it's a guy. Right, Brent?
Evidently, Pamela Springsteen's not too proud of these movies.
Yeah, no.
She doesn't want to, like, nobody can contact her to talk to her about them.
Well, maybe she'll get uptight at some point.
She didn't go to convention.
Where?
But, you know, she might loosen up a little bit the coming years because Deborah Foreman did. And Deborah Foreman was actually very nice when I met her.
I think she got over her
being, like, ashamed of...
Not ashamed, but maybe she's insecure about some of the movie roles she did. And people are not that critical at a dang convention. They don't criticize people's movies. They're there because they like them.
But she was really sweet when I met her, and I got a picture with her.
Yeah.
And what I thought was funny was, not to, you know, get completely off the topic of this, but Aaron always wanted to meet her and talk to her. There was his big chance that he'd do it. It wasn't like he had to wait in a 10-mile long line to meet her either. I practically got up there real quick to meet her. So I don't understand his logic there.
You know where this was filmed?
Was it Georgia?
I don't know.
I want to say it was Georgia.
How'd she get ahead of her?
I don't know. She knows those woods better than Molly does.
Molly Holly? Ew. What's she doing that? Now we're blood sisters.
Yeah, for life. You know, if she fell right now and fell on that knife, that would be really bad.
Joe Estevez would lose knees.
Yeah. She'd lose a pint of blood. I just want to be your friend. Yeah.
You got wet hair on the red hair, don't she?
Yeah. I bet that stuff's gonna look really red when the Blu-ray comes out.
I heard they're gonna take the red tint out of her hair for the Blu-ray.
Oh, really?
Everybody's gonna be mad.
Yeah. Oh, there's inevitably going to be somebody mad about any release that comes out. It doesn't matter how good a job they do with it. I think somebody must have had too much red gel on the camera lens.
Oh! Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Holly.
She needs to go take a shower now. She's awfully messy.
You almost made it.
How? How did she almost make it?
She almost made it. She almost made it, dang it. Right,
Rick?
And from all of us to all of you, a good night.
From CBS.
Molly?
Hey now.
Like, where is Diane been all this time?
She's with Jack, sucking on chili dog at the Tasty Freeze. Oh.
Now, this is one of the few movies that they actually killed kids on.
Kid killer.
Uh-oh.
Uncle Johnny.
You lost your
And that
name.
Other dude.
That's Rob. Rob looks bloated.
That's what happens.
When you've been hanging around for a while.
Yeah, you get bloated, bitch.
Well, actually, when they showed him up close, yeah, they did you see his eyes.
Jesus, why don't they just take a still frame of him?
Good night, campers.
Aw. Okay, it's the end of the movie. Aw, shit, well, she's alive. That means it's going on.
Steve, you don't hate that movie, this movie that bad, do you?
Not even half bad. Rocky.
Chukola. Crap on her butt. Steve's going to miss the end of this. She's still singing that song. And really,
gonna be.
Really, are women that raunchy, you know, women that just pick you up?
Yeah.